Well, we're back, and we're joined by Mr. Johnny Jett, who's going to take us on a little trip to New Zealand, which he's just returned from. Yeah, he's kind of our honorary Kiwi bird, but the only difference is Johnny flies, and the Kiwi, as we know, does not. Kia ora, Johnny.
Kia ora.
Kia ora to you.
How are you?
I'm terrific. How's everything? Good?
Oh, everything's great, except it's nice and early here.
Yeah, I know. Let's just start out with New Zealand. First of all, great place, great trip, and a great article. Where would you like to start?
How about on the flight down?
Yeah, how bad? I was just going to say, let's take a flight.
Well, it's a 12-hour and 45-minute flight from LAX, and I took Air New Zealand, which made it as easy as can be. They actually... It was so good that it was almost too short.
The flight was amazing, was it?
Yeah, I got upgraded to their premier business class.
Oh, well, that's always nice.
And their seats turn into 6-foot flatbeds. And they're flat. They're not like on a 70-degree angle. They are flat.
Well, it's interesting because we had just had someone on earlier that took a trip on the Queen Mary 2 and flew over on Virgin, where they, I think you've even mentioned this before. Have you flown Virgin?
I've only flown Virgin Blue.
In business class. Well, they have a little, not Virgin Blue, but Virgin Atlantic. Right. They have these little areas where you get a massage and the whole thing. And so,
yeah, they don't have that.
They're really taking a step forward with all this business class.
They really are. But the food is really good. They have, you know, a 10.4-inch monitor with over 780 hours of video content. So, I mean,
right.
The whole trilogy of Lord of the Rings was on there.
Oh, my.
Whatever you want to watch. There are so many movies and videos. I watched, you know, all different travel shows.
And the overall service, I'm sure, was excellent.
It was. The front flight attendants were really friendly.
Food was good?
The food was really good.
And that's unusual. I mean, people talk about airlines and, you know, they say, airline food. Well, you know, that's not always true. I've been on flights where they've cut and serve Chateaubriand, and, you know, it can be what you make of it.
You know, it's the one thing about Air New Zealand is that they're set up like individual pods, and they're on a weird angle. So if you're with a couple or something, it's kind of, it's not really romantic. Because you're not going to be able to see your loved one too well.
Oh. Well, that cuts into your action.
But for your business travelers and people who want to get a good night's sleep, there's nothing better.
So for our listeners, Air New Zealand, highly recommended by the man himself, Johnny Jett, who knows because he's the man who's jetting around.
So then I landed in Auckland.
Yeah.
And then... I went to a place called Rotorua.
Rotorua, right, exactly.
On the North Island. It's a very touristy destination, probably the most touristy destination in the North Island.
Right.
And most people drive there. It's only a two-and-a-half-hour to three-hour drive.
Right.
But we flew with a 40-minute flight on a small plane, Air New Zealand, and I recommend flight driving.
And you knew when you arrived immediately by the senses of your nose.
Yeah, well, Rotorua is famous for its geothermal baths.
Yeah, there's sulfur baths. Yeah.
Yeah, all the sulfur. There's so much activity going on there.
Right.
But what's great is I was staying about 12 miles away, which took about 30 minutes in the little remote village of Horohoro. And the air there is very fresh, clean, crisp. You don't smell any geothermal. You would never even know it was around the corner.
Right. Now, you know, it's unfortunate because there's supposed to be some great benefit to these sulfur baths and all, but you're right. I've been through some of them that most people didn't even know they were there, but you knew it because you could smell them.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not a very nice smell, but you know, it's like you get beyond that.
You think you'd get used to it, but you know, I've met a person who lived there for a couple of years, and they're like, you never get used to it.
Yeah, I wonder if your clothes begin to smell like rotten eggs after a while.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't either. All right, so then you went to Treetops Lodge.
Treetops Lodge. It is one of the most exclusive lodges in the world, and I now know why it is. It's been, you know, Harper's Hideaway made it their Hideaway of the Year. There was a 5-night getaway stay in the 2005 Oscars gift bag. I mean, so many A-list celebrities have stayed here.
Yeah, I would guess. I mean, yeah, that's a pretty nice gift, and yeah, a great way to get celebrities to your place.
Oh yeah, I mean, what's great about it is it's 2,500 acres. The property's on 2,500 acres.
Amazing.
And they have 8 villas that are very private and remote. That you have to take a golf cart to get to some of them, unless you want to take a nice long 15-minute walk from the lodge. I stayed in the main lodge where there's this 1 4-bedroom suite, has a kitchen, living room. I mean, it's really perfect for families and, you know, guys just traveling together or friends. But if you're with, you know, if you're with a loved one or whatever, you definitely want to be in one of the villas, and you won't see anybody.
And I understand from reading your article that you got to meet the owner, John Sachs.
Yeah, John Sachs, he is an amazing man. I mean, just New Zealanders, Kiwis in general, they're just so friendly and laid back. He's a very wealthy man, obviously, and very powerful. Every year he goes to the White House, he's invited for breakfast with all the heads of state throughout the world.
Right.
And this guy surprised picked me up at the airport. And insisted on carrying my bags. I'm like, my bags were really heavy.
Yeah, how amazing is that, huh? Well, I mean, if Johnny Jett's in town, obviously everybody's aware of it,
no
matter who they are. But not everybody wants to carry your bags, Johnny.
No, and you know, in the
really nice gesture.
Airport, it was very nice.
Yeah, I mean, I've found, as I'm sure you have, that in many cases, people who are very wealthy are very down to earth, and they don't need to flaunt their wealth, and they just like to share a bit of their life with you.
Yeah, and
I thought what was particularly interesting. Well, there's a lot that is interesting, but that this whole resort is very eco-friendly, and one of the features I thought that a lot of hotels could take lessons from was the rooms having light sensors to avoid wasting electricity.
Yeah, I had a radio interview with Peter Greenberg at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I got up and did it in the main room so I wouldn't wake anyone up.
Right.
And I walk in, and there's no lights. I couldn't find the light switch, and all of a sudden I walked in, the lights went on. But right. I'm sitting there in the living room, and after 10 minutes it goes off, and it's just pitch black. And I'm on the radio. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Talking to your friend Peter, no less. Tell us a bit more.
Well, the food is really good. Every night there's a 5-course meal.
Right.
And there's a huge dining room table where all the guests sit together, dine together. And before that, they all have cocktail hour around this fireplace in the great room, which is really an incredible room. And the food, I mean, they have everything. I mean, I ate pheasant, venison.
Yeah, things that you wouldn't know, yeah.
Yeah, trout. Everything is so fresh. And if you want to dine, you know, privately with your loved one, you can do it in the villa, or they have a table set up in the library. And every night there seemed to be like at least one couple would take turns and go in there. But there's also a billiards table and the game room. There's internet, high-speed internet, wireless. I mean, you're out in the middle of nowhere. It's on the satellite system, and that's free, which is good.
And you also got to go to his home.
I went to John Sachs' home in Auckland. I did. It's called Florence Court. They also operate that as a B&B.
Right. A high-end B&B, yeah.
Very high-end B&B. I mean, almost all of our senators have come to New Zealand, have gone to New Zealand, have stayed there.
Huh.
At one time, he had 10 senators staying there at once.
I think. Good Lord.
How big it is.
That could almost be a problem. But maybe you can get a vote passed.
But, yeah, it's worth, you know, if you're going to be in Auckland, you might as well see if they're going to open up as a B&B that week.
Yeah, I need to do that. I've been planning to do a trip to New Zealand, and I was planning to do it last month, but I didn't get around to it, unfortunately.
You've been to New Zealand, though.
Yeah.
Have you been to New Zealand?
Yes, but a long time ago, and I was only there for a weekend. So I didn't really get to do any of the things that you talk about, and why don't we chat about some of those things that
sure.
You did at Treetops?
What's great about you know, at Treetops they have over 47 miles of hiking trails.
Right.
And one of the highlights of what I did was I went horseback riding. It was the best way to see this, and I did it with this guy Didi Rice.
Right.
This Maori.
Sounds like quite a character.
He really was. I mean, I think he was 80 years old. He looked like he was 60, and he was he was just so cool, and he showed me all around, and you know, he took me down these really steep trails. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do it. He's like, oh, of course you can. He's like, I can do it, you can do it. And we'd go down, and while we're there, all the elk were in heat, and these guys were just roaring the whole time.
Did you join in?
Yeah, I did. I was roaring.
And the Johnny Jet roar.
Yeah, Dee Dee egged me on, so I did it.
Good.
But there are so many choices at treetops. You can go four-wheel riding. You can go clay target shooting. You can go hunting. There's so many pheasants on the property. There's over 5,000.
And 47 miles of hiking is a lot of hiking.
A lot.
Good old.
And a lot of it, they haven't even explored some of it because they only got the property 10 years ago.
Right.
And the lodge has only been there for 3 years.
Right.
So they, actually John Sachs was telling me how he found this one waterfall, Bridalville Falls. He found it on his own. One day he just went out to, you know, walk around the property because they took a helicopter out and they couldn't.
You couldn't find it.
No, because the bush is so thick.
Yeah.
But this waterfall, the Bridalville Waterfalls, is seriously one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. One of the beautiful acts of nature I've ever seen.
Well, what we might take a moment to mention here is that you do have a video clip. And I believe, is that the waterfall that's in the video clip?
Yes.
And you're saying, let's see, it takes about a minute to download. It took me a little longer, and I don't know what happened, but it opened in a program that I don't usually use. It took me about 3 minutes to download it, and it was worth every moment of it. But it was a little broken up, the audio, for some strange reason. I don't know.
Try it again, because you probably did it right after I sent my newsletter.
Yeah.
And that's when everyone's hitting on it.
Oh, okay.
So it gets, when everyone's hitting at it once, it's slow.
Okay, I will do that.
Because you know what, Farmers just sent it today, so I would actually wait till
tomorrow
or the next day.
Okay, I'll do that. And for those that are listening, I really recommend that you go to JohnnyJet.com, have a look at this video. It's lovely, and it gives you you get the real feeling of these falls that he's talking about, and some other aspects of it as well.
It's one of my favorite videos that I ever made, and I, you know, before I go to bed, almost every night I look at it just because New Zealand.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed your one on the one you did in Fiji. I think it was Fiji.
Yeah, that the one with my dad.
Yeah, with your dad.
That's my other favorite one.
It was really good.
And I got one coming up that you're gonna like too.
Okay, great, great. Let's see. What can we say to wrap it up? Why don't we just tell them how they can get some more information? Of course, go to your website.
Go to johnnyjet.com or go to treetops.co.nz.
Right. And do you have a?
Not cheap to stay there. It's about $308 it starts per person per night, but it includes breakfast and dinner. And a lot of the activities.
Well, I think that's less than the one in Fiji.
Oh yeah, the one. I mean, this high season, this is much more expensive.
Right.
But the one in Fiji too was
really high end.
Yeah, these are both about the same.
Right. Okay.
These are top of the chain.
Good. Well, Johnny, I appreciate you getting up early in the morning to chat with us. And are you off in the next?
I
week
am.
Or so?
I'm off on Monday for almost 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Well, we better look at our schedule and see when you're due back, because I think...
I might be able to call in from wherever I am.
Oh, okay. So you might be within calling range.
No, I'm going to be international, but...
You might still be able to do it.
Sure.
Johnny, once again, thank you. And for our listeners, johnnyjet.com. Great site, great information. And I don't know if I mentioned it, Johnny, I like the way your new homepage is coming together. It really looks super.
Thank you very much. It's a working project.
Talk to you again.
All right.
Okay, bye for now. Okay, Johnny Jet. We're going to just wrap up the show here. Let's just see who we've got for next week. I've got Evan Eggers, Neil Schwartzberg, Tony Rizzuto, Peter Flaherty. So don't miss it. This is Roy Lowy saying bye for now and happy...